The World Summit on the Information Society has been taking place over the last 2 years, and there was a summit in Geneva, as you say, last year, and then there will be a second stage summit in a year and a half's time in Tunis. And this is a very important opportunity for people involved in communications for development to explain the issues they're engaged in, to explain what really matters to people on the ground, particularly the poorest people who have least access to communications technology. Unfortunately, some of the debate in the World Summit on the Information Society process is rather dominated by issues like the internet and the big corporations are very present and they want the governments to invest in rolling out internet infrastructure and so on. But for the poorest and most excluded, marginalised rural communities, this is not so relevant because the first obstacle before they can even think about the internet is electricity. And a third of the world's population don't even have access to electricity, so the prospects of becoming on the internet are extremely remote. And in this context, traditional communications media like radio are far more important to people. So we've been trying to get this message across in the WSIS World Summit process with, I think, some success. I think we've been very encouraged by the support we've had from a number of governments, north and south, and from many of the multilateral agencies of the United Nations system. But we do still find that this debate around the information society is rather dominated by technocratic issues and the interest of the big corporations in getting internet systems into the major urban populations where people will start buying products and services over the internet. And a different perspective is needed on this, and we would like to see many more people who really understand communications for development issues involved in the World Summit process in order to move the agenda towards a more pro-poor perspective.